The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Indie Week, Wilmington Magazine, Walter, and Our State. My first article today is going to be from Indie Week. New wine bar opening in Passmore House in downtown Cary. Historic house on the edge of downtown Cary Park gets a new life as Vino and Tap by Sarah Day Owen Wiskirchen. Passmore House at 307 South Academy Street in Cary has served many functions over the years. Private residence, boarding house for students, and most recently, a brewery tap room on the edge of downtown Cary Park. Now, with the investment of some fresh paint and upgrades, a couple of longtime Caryites are bringing Vino and Tap into its next life. The father and son duo behind the new wine and craft beer bar are Drew Schenk, a hospitality veteran who also co-owns Dram and Draught locations, and Robbie Schenk, managing partner and general manager. Vino and Tap will focus on champagne cocktails, a well-curated tap program, and an extensive wine by the bottle list. Six reds and six whites, one of those might be a rosé, will be by the glass. The house backs up to downtown Cary Park, and the business is built to work with the park's social district. Everything we sell here can go into the park, Drew said. That means the champagne cocktails are made with wine-based liqueurs. He envisions Vino and Tap as a bar that attracts regulars through its drinks, accessible price points, and open hours. That includes brunch, and they hope to have brunch-oriented food trucks on Saturdays and Sundays. Coffee will be available by the cup on weekends. French press coffee will be available anytime for those who prefer a cup of something caffeinated in the refreshed space. For those who frequented Cotton House, a brewery tap room that closed in November of 2025, you'll notice a different theme. Imagine a circa 1900s craftsman-style house, but lived in a few years with Art Deco touches, sparkling chandeliers, and deep colors. The double-sided exposed brick fireplace is still there, and the footprint of the house hasn't changed. It's one of the buildings in the Cary Historic District, recognized by the National Register of Historic Places. They want to harken back to the Victorian era with a 1920s vibe, Drew said. Three separate parlors, each with vignettes of new velvet chairs and couches, take up one side of the interiors. The other side is where future patrons will belly up to an updated bar, which includes high-tech wine chilling equipment. The wine chilling system is important to Drew, who said that the wine program will offer a variety of price points and that each bottle or glass of wine will be served at the correct temperature. Another update to the house includes adding a wine cellar upstairs, an exterior change that prompted long threads of comments by Facebook group members involved, the removal of an artistic column made from an old tree. Drew said that the base of the former tree had given out and it was no longer viable to keep. It was returned to the artist. Another oak tree needed to be removed from the front of the house as well. However, the Schenks are working with Trees for the Triangle to install five new trees, two oak and three tulip poplar trees. The tree removal was of high interest in local Facebook groups. Around back, the deck has been painted and updated with railings overlooking the park. Drew and Robbie expect the foot traffic from downtown Cary Park attendees. That includes families and people with dogs. Vino and Tap is a bar, which means the business is for adults, but kids can come in with parents ordering a beverage or a packaged snack before going back outside to the backyard or park. We've done this for a long time. It's about hospitality, Drew said. We want everyone to feel welcome. Drew's background in hospitality began with the original Remington Grill in Cary 30 years ago. Next, he founded Rally Point Sports Grill in Cary. He sold both. Later, he co-founded Dram and Draught with Kevin Barrett, which has grown to 7 locations in North Carolina. Robbie worked in different roles in food and beverage, including at Rally Point. Most recently, he worked as a river guide for 3 years and was a lead bartender. The timing worked out for the two to work together on launching this business. "It was an opportunity I didn't want to pass up," said Robbie. For Drew, it's an opportunity to do something in downtown Cary for the first time, and it's exciting to do something with Robbie, he said. Vino and Tap is going to be open from 2 to 10 p.m. Tuesdays through Thursdays, 12 to 11 p.m. on Fridays, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturdays, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sundays. It is located at 307 South Academy Street in Cary, North Carolina. And their website, vinoandtap.com. And my next article also has to do more with beverages than an actual restaurant. From Wilmington Magazine, Hopped Up on Art. Leland's Museum of Beer and Art blends craft beer with curated art by Joe Janksarak. Beer pairs with all kinds of food, but with art? As in painted seascapes, bold abstracts, and sculpture? Unequivocally yes, says Carl Cross, one of 3 co-owners of Leland's newest brewery, the Museum of Beer and Art, known as MOBA. Since opening last August on Plouffe Road, the venue has served a rotating lineup of beers alongside visual art, including Cross's own acrylic abstracts. Artists turn over about every 3 months, and patrons purchase works directly from the artists. MOBA takes no commission. The mix goes beyond paintings, too, with mixed media pieces, sculpture, and welded stainless steel works. We want patrons to see and make connections between the intricacies and beauty of our beers and curated art, Cross says. Some may be inspired by the bold hues and colorful orbs of certain paintings, leading them to sip a citrusy IPA. Art with sharp, rigid lines may lead one to a German Pilsner, and dark objects may lead one to sample a stout. Other pours include ales, lagers, and an extra special bitter, or ESB, an English pale ale known for its malt-forward profile, hop bitterness, and aroma. MOBA's trio of owners is as eclectic as the beer and art experience they're building. Along with Cross, who also owns the Half Sandwich Shop in Wilmington, there's Jason Foz Fosdick, as in the Foz in the Morning radio show on Z107.5, and owner of Revival Laser and Skin Clinic in Wilmington. Completing the group is Matt Ray, a local photographer and co-owner of Wilmington's Starling Bar and Ibis Hi-Fi Coffee and Cocktail Venue. When it comes to brewing credentials, Cross brings the deepest resume. A former head brewer at Wilmington's Flying Machine, he earned a degree from England's Brew Lab Limited and has worked at breweries in Charleston, South Carolina, Boulder, Colorado, and the award-winning Pasteur Street Brewing Company in Saigon, now Ho Chi Minh City, billed as Vietnam's first Western-style brewery. Helping push MOBA's vision forward is what Cross calls his unbelievable and hardworking team. Isaac Lay, the head brewer, who worked at 4 breweries before joining MOBA. Brian McSweeney, sales and distribution manager, who places MOBA beer in bars and restaurants across the Cape Fear region. And Lindsay Walters, the taproom manager and events coordinator. Events run the gamut, including, but not limited to, DJ nights on weekends, featuring Greg Wynn, Rizzy Beats, Kumagato, Spooky Kid, and Bo Fader, among others. Trivia Thursdays with gift cards as prizes. Sharp Pours, a German Pilsner served using a Japanese slow pour technique with a lucre side pour faucet. and Sharpie Sundays, when patrons doodle on paper sheets later posted in the bathrooms. Party-style release events for new beers, including Happy Just to Be Toasted Vanilla Brown Ale and Schnucki, German for Sweetie Marzen, often with food trucks and Bierstacklen, the German hot poke tradition of dipping a red-hot steel rod into cold beer. And they will also have artist receptions. Rounding out the staff are MOBA bartenders Allie Greenlee and Chris Willis, ready to pour a favorite draft or build a flight for anyone still deciding. "We are proud of all that we have done and continue to do," Cross says. "We truly are becoming a powerhouse for the Leland and Wilmington's area's bar scene." Leland Museum of Beer and Art, MOBA, is open Wednesday and Thursday from 2 to 9 p.m., Fridays from 2 to 10 p.m., Saturdays from noon to 10 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 8 p.m. It is located at 9600 Plouf, P-L-O-O-F, Road, Southeast Unit 7 in Leland, North Carolina. Their phone number is 910-399-2038, and their website, mobabeer.com. Also from Wilmington Magazine, "From Pitch to Plate, two new restaurants open in downtown Bergaugh through Own Your Own Contest," by Judy Royal. When local entrepreneur Richard Johnson launched the Own Your Own, OYO, nationwide restaurant competition in late 2022, the goal was simple but ambitious: to turn big ideas into real businesses. That vision has taken root in downtown Bergaugh, where diners are filling tables at two of the town's newest spots. Junior's Deli and Patty's Place are direct results of the competition, which paired aspiring restaurateurs with mentorship, resources, and a rare opportunity in an industry where barriers to entry can be steep. 3 years after the search began, the impact is now tangible and tasty. "We just gave the town more gathering places and choices," Johnson said. "I think what we're doing is rounding out what was already there. There's a lot going on in Bergaugh, and I couldn't be prouder of my part." Johnson, who has invested in Bergaugh since 2018, launched OYO in December of 2022. The contest sought a winner to receive a $1 million budget to design and build a restaurant in downtown Bergaugh, a town of 3,071, about 25 miles north of Wilmington. Johnson, a Wilmington resident, first became interested in Bergaugh in 2016 when he purchased nearby Penderley Farms. Trips downtown revealed empty buildings and a faltering central business district. He began buying commercial property and soon realized the value of those aging buildings depended on foot traffic. In 2018, he created Bergaugh Now and built Fat Daddy's Pizzeria and Bergaugh Brewing Company, later passing both to others to operate. OYO grew from a desire to bring additional restaurant concepts to downtown. The competition drew 500 applicants from 29 states and Canada. A panel of judges, local restaurant industry experts, provided input throughout the process. The field was narrowed to 24 finalists who traveled to Bergaugh in October 2023 for a town square cook-off. Each prepared a signature dish for community members and judges to sample and evaluate. Two finalists advanced to a finale dinner: Carolyn Schwartz of Tabernash, Colorado, and Vincent Mangual of Brooklyn, New York. Schwartz won, but later declined the prize. Organizers regrouped and ultimately selected Mangual and another finalist, Kristen Hunter of Wilmington, to open restaurants in Bergaugh. Mangual's Junior's Deli at 102 West Fremont Street opened in September. The 1,800-square-foot space was renovated to preserve its historic charm while creating a bright, welcoming deli centered on stacked sandwiches made with freshly baked bread and house-roasted meats. We're really trying to create an atmosphere that's comfortable for everyone, Mangual said. He relocated his family from Brooklyn to Bergá for the opportunity. This is an Italian-American-inspired New York deli that draws from the best sandwich shops. Menu highlights include the chicken cutlet and a Reuben with in-house smoked pastrami and house-made sauerkraut using cabbage from a local farm. Mangual and his team also make fresh mozzarella for sandwiches with the goal of producing more items in-house over time. I'm a chef, and my restaurant is chef-driven, he said. As we grow, the goal is to make everything in-house, from all of our breads to all of our salad dressings. Junior's Deli also offers catering and plans to add breakfast, including bagels, in the coming months. Hunter opened Patty's Place at 106 West Courthouse Street in January. The 2,800-square-foot restaurant serves classic diner breakfasts, including omelets, pancakes, and biscuits, along with Hunter's signature chicken and waffles, the dish she presented during the competition. The renovated building blends modern amenities with historic character. The concept of a diner-style restaurant has always been my dream, and I knew I wanted to do a spot that was breakfast-focused, Hunter said. I love being the one who gets to start someone's day with a smile after having one of our meals or coffees. When you walk in, we want it to feel like a home away from home. Patty's Place is named for Hunter's mother, whom she credits as a major influence. Many recipes, she said, were passed down from her. The restaurant recently added patio seating for warmer weather. Future plans include weekend dinners and obtaining an ABC permit to offer alcoholic beverages. Both owners said that they have been encouraged by the community's response and are glad to be part of a broader effort to draw people to downtown Bergá, exactly as Johnson envisioned. While he once considered bringing the model to other towns, he said he is no longer pursuing expansion. It could have potentially been a vehicle or model for helping small towns, but just helping one town is good enough, he said. I could look back and say we helped provide a spark and launched restaurants that have created gathering spaces. The town is so vibrant now, I can't imagine where it's going to be 5 years from now. Junior's Deli is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. It is located at 102 West Fremont in Bergá, North Carolina. Their phone number is 910-300-6138. Patty's Place is open Monday through Sunday from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're closed on Tuesdays, however. They are located at 106 West Courthouse Avenue, Unit 101. In Bergá. Their phone is 910-663-9001 and their website, Patty's, P-A-T-T-Y-S, Place, Bergá.com. And the next story is from Walter. Raising the bar at St. Pierre. Anthony Guerra's new wine shop in Raleigh Ironworks offers elevated selections in a personal, approachable atmosphere by Catherine Curran. Inside St. Pierre Wine Shop and Bar, the walls are painted a deep green and the ceiling, exposed pipes and all, is matte black. The floor is arranged into clusters of foretops with cane chairs and lounge seating under dim lighting. A marble-topped bar anchors the right wall, while opposite the bar, wine bottles from around the world lined the natural wood built-ins. If it comes as a surprise that this upscale bottle shop in Raleigh Ironworks is the brainchild of Anthony Guerra, the chef owner of Oakwood Pizza Box, it shouldn't be. I was trained in restaurants at the front of the house before I opened Pizza Box, he says. As a sommelier, he previously ran the beverage program at the former On in Cary, and his family restaurant in Cary, Bella Mia. Pizza Box is an intentionally casual restaurant, but even so, Anthony couldn't help but offer a curated wine list of over 50 bottles to drink alongside his expertly made pies. Some people come in for the wine first, pizza second, says Anthony's wife and St. Pierre co-owner, Brett. And when the Southern Smoke Foundation described his successful restaurant as a wine bar disguised as a pizza joint, the idea to create an undisguised wine bar started to take hold. St. Pierre came out of passion, just like Pizza Box did, Brett says. Anthony enlisted his friend, industry vet Scott Hardiman Jr., to help run the show as a co-owner. Hardiman had previously served as the sommelier at the Umstead Hotel and Spa, as well as in a stint with Crawford Hospitality, and Anthony felt it was important to share the helm of this venture. "So much great talent in my industry leaves because they don't ever get to the ownership level," he says. "I want to create opportunities for people who are really talented." St. Pierre, which opened last September, offers wines by the glass or bottle. Guests can select a bottle from the shelves, enjoy it at the shop, and take what's left home with them. The staff is approachable and knowledgeable and always happy to recommend wines. The selection is constantly evolving. "We'll taste more than a dozen wines and then vote on what's offered by the glass and on the shelves," says Anthony. "We're looking at what people are liking each week and making edits from there." For bar snacks, the St. Pierre team partnered with chefs Vivian Howard and Charlotte Komen. Howard is known for her Eastern North Carolina roots, PBS series A Chef's Life, and her restaurant Chef and the Farmer. Komen is Howard's chef de cuisine at Theodosia at the Outer Banks Sanderling Resort, and she previously worked in Raleigh with Chef Ashley Christensen. "The opportunity to work with Vivian is amazing, and Charlotte is one of the best in the industry," Anthony says. Howard and Komen worked with the Guerras to dream up an array of bites to accompany the wine. "We could have done it ourselves, but I am more interested in collaborative efforts that result in something better," Anthony says. The St. Pierre menu emphasizes small plates with items like pickled shrimp with a garlic aioli and marinated olives and peppers. There are riffs on recipes from Howard's cookbook, Deep Run Roots, like the Party Magnet cheese ball, goat cheese and herbs rolled in crispy country ham, served with Pizza Box crostini. It's light, it's good, it's filling enough, and it works as a pre- or post-dinner snack, says Anthony. Brett says she and Anthony created the place they want to come on their own date nights. "We love to entertain, and when winemakers and friends come into town, we want it to feel like they're in our living room," she says. Raleigh Iron Works is conveniently in the Guerras neighborhood, and Anthony finally felt like he found the perfect spot for his concept. "I looked at everything and anything, hoping something would be obvious," Anthony says. Jamestown, the developer that partnered with adaptive reuse specialist Grub Ventures on the reconception of the Iron Works area, was a major reason for St. Pierre's location. "They seem to really care about the quality of tenants," says Anthony. "I feel like they've done a great job of curating the right mix of vendors. I love it over there." The wine bar is named after the family's golden retriever, Pierre. You'll see a nod to him in the bathrooms, which are wallpapered with canine portraits. The family worked with Paul Tuorto on the shop's logo of their pup. "When we were working with Paul on the design, we decided to give Pierre a martini, a cigarette, and a beret. It was perfect," says Anthony. "He's a lovable golden retriever, but he's not always a saint." St. Pierre Wine Bar is at 1101 East Whitaker Mill Road in Raleigh, North Carolina. Their phone is 919-971-6128, and the website stpierrewine.com. And finally, from our state, a Foothills community welcomes Wilkes Coffee Company by Ashley Parsons. Brooke and Sam Suhail met working at an Italian restaurant in Wilkesboro. "We started as a dishwasher and a waitress, and we've been together since," Brooke says. 18 years later, they returned to the town they fell in love in, this time as business owners. They opened Wilkes Coffee Company in December 2025, combining a thoughtfully crafted food and drink menu with a cozy, refurbished garage space on West Main Street. The Swales opened without any expectations, but the community rose to the occasion. On opening day, they sold 300 drinks and sold out of croissants. 2 weeks later, they sold out entirely. Espresso beans, cold brew, everything, Brooks says. It was crazy. The support from Wilkes has been amazing. Whether people come to connect, relax, or work, it's easy to settle in. Bright red tables and chairs and a green lounge area complement the vintage Texaco Station logos on the exterior. Overhead, coffee bean burlap bags decorate the ceiling, a nod to the craft behind every cup. Come spring, the doors will open, extending the cafe out to the patio's picnic tables. The Swales moved back to Wilkesboro and stumbled upon the spot Brooke had been waiting to find. Wilkes Coffee Company was definitely Brooke's vision. It just had never been the right time. Even this was not the right time, but Brooke pushed for it, Sam says. From homemade biscuits and French toast to panini-pressed sandwiches and fresh salads, the menu satisfies a hearty appetite. We're kind of a restaurant disguised as a coffee shop, Brooke says. Their elevated avocado toast is one of their best sellers. Freshly cut avocado and Turkish-style eggs are layered on toasted Italian bread, topped with greens, house-made red pepper aioli, and a signature spice blend for an amplified combination of textures and flavors. The drink menu receives the same thoughtful attention. We want to make sure we bring quality across the board. We take our coffee seriously. I'm running out a little bit of time, so I'm just going to end with the particulars. The Wilkes Coffee Company is at 100 West Main Street in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Their phone is 336-818-0401. And the website, wilkescoffeecompany.com. Sorry that I had to cut that article off. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and have a lovely day.